Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. We have a subject today which is important to know. It's knowledge of about end time. And the Bible text is from Luke chapter 12, verse 56. It says, "Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time?" How can it be that you do not discern this time? We must have knowledge about end time. But this is so important that we have this knowledge. The Bible is full of end time prophecies. I think more than anything else, it talks about end times throughout the Bible. Jesus spoke many times about end time. The early Christians were looking forward to the rapture and the second coming of Jesus. They thought it was going to happen within a short time during their own time on earth. Even Paul, the Apostle Paul, thought in the same way in the beginning. Later he realized it takes longer. As time passed, Christians began to forget their rapture and the second coming of Jesus. It is not important to them anymore. They were so much occupied with their own difficulties, with their own problems. And the Roman Catholic Church, the only church at that time, taught only about sin and punishment. The love of God had no space in their teaching. Real Christians were massacred and burned. The Catholic popes were immoral, had many mistresses. The same was true for bishops and priests. Yet at the same time, they suppressed the normal people. As these things were happening, end time was not taught. Martin Luther came as a reformer. He had done a lot of good, like translating the Bible into German language. Yet the Reformation didn't go far enough. They were also under the threat of the ruling authorities. End time was not preached. Then the holiness preachers came. Their only message was salvation and holy living. Yet end time still had no relevance. It's only in the last 100 years that end time became a theme again. Suddenly, men were presenting the rapture and the second coming of Jesus. The closer end time comes, the more are preaching about it. Jesus said that by observing the signs, we should know. I'm talking to many about end time and the coming rapture, but usually I find no ear. Everyone I talk to cannot fathom that we have come to a new era. Jesus said, "How is it that you cannot discern the time?" Too many are blind and indifferent to the things of the Holy Spirit. I also ask, Jesus also asked, when I come, will I find faith? Will I find faith? It seems that most of Christianity today is about social welfare and preaching about wealth. It's nice to be rich, but everything that you can obtain will pass away. The only things that remain is the word of God. The end time prophecies are described throughout the Bible, both in the Old and in the New Testament. Learn about it. Learn what it is predicted through the prophet Daniel and Jeremiah and the words of Jesus. Find out what the Bible says. Jesus said, it will be like in the days of Noah. People got married, they had parties, they went about their business, everything moved on as usual. And when Noah preached of the end time, nobody wanted to listen. Nobody was interested. There had always been some of these crazy people, and Noah certainly was called amongst them. Nobody listened to what he said. He just diligently continued to work on that boat. The time came when the rain started pelting down and the floods came everywhere. People now remembered Noah and his boat, but it was too late. We have another similar story and another similar event, and that is the birth of Jesus. While people were busy here and there, Jesus was born quietly in a stable. None of the respectable people heard anything about it. Not even the innkeeper knew what happened in his stable. He might have said, okay, baby's born, so what? They didn't know that history had changed. With the birth of Jesus, history has changed, the world has changed. It was the shepherds to whom the angels appeared. They went and they saw and they believed. With that birth, everything had changed. God was born in person in Jesus Christ. Jesus was telling a story of a rich man. The farmer had plentiful harvest, built bigger and bigger barns to put in all his products of the field. We can read in Luke chapter 12, verse 19. And I say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. Jesus said this was foolish because that very night the man would die. What do these things have to do with end time? It has to do with the fact that people are not ready. People are not ready. They prefer to plan for years ahead, but they cannot even extend their lives. During COVID time, we saw people, they had plans for the future. And then came the lockdown and the vaccinations, and many died. Many businesses went bankrupt. As you are ready for the end time, or are you ready, or are you still much taken up in planning for future years? There are not years anymore. There are maybe days, or at the most is months. Revelation speaks of end time more than any other book in the Bible. In fact, the whole book of Revelation is on the end time. There's an interesting promise in the beginning of that book. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. In the English Standard Version, it says, "Blessed is the man who reads aloud the words of this prophecy." It's interesting, he said, "Reads loud," so that everyone can hear. "Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near." The last chapter repeats this. Remember, it is Jesus who is talking at this point. In Revelation 22:7, it says, "And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book." He's coming soon, and we are blessed. These words are so interesting because it says, "Who will be blessed?" In those, it's those who, by reading, by listening, and by keeping what is written in the book of Revelation. Most Christians are not reading the book of Revelation. Somebody told me, "Oh, I never read the book of Revelation." And therefore, they are not blessed. About the times, I want to say this. Remember, there are two events that are going to happen next. First is the rapture of all the believers. And then the second event, a bit later, is the physical return of Jesus Christ. Let us look at this graphic, which explains these things. You see it on the left side, it's a prophecy that Daniel has received. While he was praying, he got a vision, and he saw many things of end time. And we have the 69 weeks, which was from the time of Daniel to the cross. And after the cross is time of grace, or the time of the church. Then you see the red arrow, that is the rapture, that is when the Christians are being taken up. And after that are 7 years of tribulation. And the 7 years are divided again by 3.5 years and 3.5 years. And the second 3.5 years will be the terrible tribulation. And then the green arrow, Jesus, is coming back. He's coming to reign for 1,000 years. And then comes the last white throne judgment and eternity. Those who have studied the things could have known the events that took place at the time of Jesus, because on the day it was explained. After Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, the church age, or the change of grace, has started. But today, we have come to the end of this time of grace. The rapture is at hand. After that, the tribulation starts, and only Jesus will come back after that tribulation. The rapture is the event when all the saints, all the believers of Jesus Christ, those who are committed to Him, are taken up in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye. We will meet Jesus in the air. Jesus is not coming back on the earth at that time. We are going to meet him in the air. The second coming will be 7 years later, but we don't know exactly when. The Bible says that nobody knows the date of the second coming. This does not speak about the rapture. In fact, Jesus spoke about the signs before the rapture that will take place. Matthew 24 and 25 speak about these things. The Old Testament and New Testament speak about signs before this to take place. I have talked many times about the things that are taking place in the world today. For the last few years, always I told different things that happen. Signs after signs. And that shows that the rapture is close. Unfortunately, most Christians are not aware of that, or don't want to understand the world is going. They think it is going on as it has always done. At least since COVID, a big shift took place. Satan, in the past, Satan was masquerading. He was masquerading, but in our days, the works of evil of Satan, he works boldly in open daylight. In the past, homosexuality was hidden. People didn't want to others to know, they covered it up. But today, it is public. Today, LGBTQ+ movement is acting in full broad daylight. In the past, child molesting and pedophilic actions were evil. Today, UN is talking about allowing children to sleep with adults. There are only two examples of how Satan is showing his true face. Satan knows his time is short, and he wants to extend it, and so he starts earlier than he is permitted. We read in the Bible of pandemics and famines and war. In 2022, 735 million people were dying of famine. Wars are happening in different parts of the world. Almost daily, we read of new pandemics that have started somewhere in the world. In America, they have open borders. Anybody who wants to come in can come in. And many of these who have come in have committed crime. The Antichrist government doesn't tolerate individual countries. Therefore, everything is for everybody. Globalists want to kill all the animals and start artificial meat. Instead of eating fresh vegetables, they produce vegetables in the factories. We have signs everywhere. Jesus said we should discern these signs and this time. Matthew 24:33 says, so you also, when you see all these things, know that the time is near, right at the door. Right at the door. When I believe that the rapture will take place on the 4th of October, it's because many of the signs are pointing to it. Also, as I have told you some time ago, I understand that God is working with the feast that He laid down in Leviticus. Leviticus 23. The feast of Passover was to remember the deliverance of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. And Jesus died exactly on that day to deliver us from sin. The second of the feast is the unleavened bread. It reminds us in the story they had to hurry, they had no time to put leaven into the food. So they had to go without. The unleavened bread represents Jesus' sinless life. He is the only perfect sacrifice for our sins. The Messiah's body could not decay. The third feast is the third feast of first fruit. This is one of the three harvest festivals. Jesus rose on the day of the first fruit. All these feasts are just right one after another, and so sometimes they speak of the Passover week as a whole week. The fourth is a feast of weeks, or Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. Number five, which is yet to come, is the feast of the trumpet. The Bible says, when the last trumpet will sound, the rapture will take place. The last trumpet will be sounded on the 4th of October this year. It will be blasted. What we have to take, when we have to take all the prophecies together of the old time, Old Testament and New Testament, about end time and rapture and tribulation, and compare it with the happening in the world today, we see their time is right at the door. As Jesus said, look at it and you see it's right at the door. Discern the times. If it is not this year on the 4th of October, be sure it is coming very soon. Very soon. The world time has changed. The world time has changed. We entered into a new era 4 years ago. And this era is leading into the era of the Antichrist. Before he will be revealed, the church must be elevated, must be evacuated, must be raptured. Therefore, we have to know and study the Bible to know what is happening. We must warn those who are not yet in Christ and lead them to salvation. Speak to your friends, speak to the people you know who are not yet saved, and tell them the gospel. This is not the job of the pastor. This is the job of every believer. We must warn people of the coming tribulation and use the grace that is still available. The time of grace will soon be over. Very soon. Therefore, we don't fancy the things of this world. We fancy the things of the Spirit. We don't live in the world very long because we are going home to our home. Jesus said, He is going to prepare a place for us. And for 2,000 years, he has prepared a place for us. And soon, very soon, the place is ready.